How do we feel about, and just to stick with the defenseman right now, how do we feel about Zadorov's first four games as a Bruin? Because that at times he has been getting shots through, but he also leads the team in penalty minutes early on. And I just want to get your opinion on how you think he's played so far.
Yeah, it's a good question, Bridget. I was thinking of him during this game, and I couldn't help but think to myself, I really wish he made his presence a little bit more known in these two games versus Florida. Now, the Bruins beat Florida all four times last year, and we saw what that meant in the playoffs. It doesn't mean anything. It's all about how you're playing in April, and we all know that. But I still think that, you know, Florida took some liberties against some Bruins players in the two games they've played, and Zadorov,
they took out your best player. Like they went after your best player today.
And Scott's mentioned how the Bruins, you know, they've tried, but Florida they won't engage. And that's because Florida's playing more assertive than the Bruins, and they're getting that first punch in, and then they can kind of skate away. And you know, but now we're kind of getting into a game plan for playing Florida in the future. But to your question about Zadorov,
Greer did that. Kastelic tried to go at him later in the game.
Yeah.
And Greer just like got cross-checked, didn't even turn, didn't even look at Kastelic, just skated away.
Yeah. It's the classic, you know, make a physical play happen and then don't retaliate. Like they're punching first and then they don't have to punch again. The Bruins just sit there with, you know, going crazy. But to your question about Zadorov, Bridget, I think he's been okay. I think he, as well as some other newcomers, deserves leash with a new team, new system. I just feel like physically he's been a little bit quiet in the Florida games, but he was physical against Montreal and LA. So I'd say he's been okay so far.
Yeah, like the first two words that came to my mind were okay and fine. Like I kind of think he's just been net neutral. He's done some good things. Brian mentioned the physical play in the Montreal and LA games that you wish there was more against Florida. I think he's gotten involved offensively at times. You know, he's made some nice pinches down the wall, gotten pucks towards the net. You know, then he's also had plays where he's, Bridget mentioned the penalties, like, that's a problem. Can't keep taking penalties. Bruins as a team are taking way too many penalties. They've taken 26 minor penalties this year. No one else has more than Florida at 19. And then after that, no one has more than 16. So, like, outside of Florida, they've taken 10 more minor penalties than any other team through four games, guys. Like, too many. They've been shorthanded 22 times, most in the league. And Zadorov, I think, has 10 penalty minutes. So
yeah, he does. And now Zacha is second most because he fought today.
Yeah, so that I'm fine,
doesn't really count.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm gonna count those 5 minutes for him, because like that was, I feel bad for him. Like it was not a fair fight with Greer.
Well, Scott, tell the audience who Zacha's last fight was against.
It was against Nikita Zadorov, his only other fight in his NHL career.
How'd that one go? I feel like not good for him.
Probably a wrestling match.
But it was the same thing. Yeah, it was the same thing that he did today, though. Zadorov hit a Devils teammate from behind, and Zacha immediately jumped to his defense. So good for Zacha in both cases. Obviously fighting guys who are much more experienced. Like, you know, he had no chance of beating AJ Greer in a fight, but it, you know, taking AJ Greer down really isn't, it's not the point there.
It makes it more impressive when you're making the point to stick up for, you know, in this case, the best player on your team, but just a line mate. And I mean, those two guys have been friends. So it's really more impressive to me when it's against somebody that you know you're not going to win that fight and you're still willing to do it.
Guys, here's what I feel like the Bruins, at least the players, were hoping for. In one of these first two games against the Panthers, probably in the first one, more so than the second. But I think in one of these first two games this year, the Bruins were hoping that Florida would engage them in, you know, a game with multiple fights where the Bruins can get out some of their frustration and kind of, you know, because the Panthers earned the Stanley Cup last year. They were the better team in the series against the Bruins. They were the best team in the league. They won the Stanley Cup. That series against the Bruins had a couple of moments where it could have swung momentum, where maybe the series would have extended, right? We talked about the Sam Bennett sucker punch on Marchand. Instead of getting suspended, the following game, he gets the game tying goal, cross-checking Coyle into Swayman. Like, there's a lot. Kachuk fights Pasternak. Like, there's a lot of animosity that, despite Florida being the better team, the Bruins are holding against them. And I think they wanted to kind of get a lot of this out of their system and then move on to this year and this year's rendition of their rivalry. And I fear that that hasn't happened yet. And the Bruins are going to keep this bottled up, to Scott's point about losing the mental battle. I was hoping that after these first two games, at least in one of them, the Bruins would have got it out of their system, for lack of better terminology. And I think it's still in their system. And I don't know when they play them next, but this could be a problem, because until they do, but they're going to be in Boston's heads, but I don't think Florida's going to let them.
Yeah, so they don't play them again now until January 11th. And I feel like that's going to be a really good thing for the Bruins. Like, don't have to think about or worry about Florida for 3 months now. Get into the season, you know, take care of business against other teams, like, figure out who you are and how you play and what you do well and what your best line combos and all of that are. Like, now you actually settle in and figure that stuff out. And 3 months from now, then you take another shot at the Panthers and see where you are. Like, you guys know, like I said on here, I thought opening against the Panthers was the best thing going into the year. I was like, yeah, give me that like right away. Looking at it now, I think playing them twice in the first four games was actually the worst thing for the Bruins, because
I said that. I said that wasn't going to be
there. Yeah, like they're just, last year's just too fresh. And I think so much of these two games was too much. It was too much about trying to settle scores and carry over from last year. And I just didn't allow the Bruins to like really get into a new season and start to become a new team, because like the reality is like everyone starts from square one again with a new year. And I almost feel like the Bruins weren't able to start on square one.
Right. They just need to not revert back to this mentality when they do play them in January and beyond, because to your point, you're going to spend 2-3 months creating a new season with new players, and you don't want to go back. Right. So again, it's going to be a challenge for Boston, because they have to move on. You said it last week, Scott, the best way to get Florida back is to beat them on the scoreboard. And I think Boston was hoping for some closure. They were hoping for some engagement. They didn't get it. Now it's going to be a big test for them when they do move on this year and create good habits and they're playing well. And then here comes their ex, right? Here, and all the bad memories are going to come back, and they have to be able to channel that emotion, because honestly, if they play them in the playoffs again, it's going to be a challenge, because no matter what happens this year with the Bruins against the rest of the NHL, when they play the Panthers, they can't get out of their own way, because Florida's very good at what they do. They're an incredibly good hockey team with a lot of talent, but they're very good at striking first and then turning their backs and just focusing. And Boston has to see past that. In fact, they should probably be the team to strike first and then turn their backs. But that's a story for a later day.
Yeah, never expect to get closure from your ex. And that is just, that's advice for the Bruins and for life.
By the way, did you guys see Trent Frederick talking about Matthew Tkachuk over the weekend? I wasn't at Sunday's practice. It was an optional, but Frederick was asked about like all the Tkachuk stuff, because you know last week he said Tkachuk did challenged him to a fight. Then when he actually dropped the gloves, Tkachuk doesn't go. He calls it disrespectful of the game. And the subplot there is Frederick and Tkachuk are friends. They grew up together in St. Louis and yeah, were on like a bunch of teams together as kids. And Frederick was like, he said something like, yeah, maybe when our careers are over, we can be friends again, but I can't stand him right now. It's like, when your careers are over, it's like, oh my God. Like, they've
yeah, it could be a while. It could be a while.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think he looks at Tkachuk last year fighting with Pasternak, and you'll hear a lot of people say, oh, star versus star. Well, it is star versus star, but they're two completely different types of stars. I mean, if you're going to do a star versus star fight with Pasternak, it would be like Pasternak versus Reinhardt or something like that. Kachuk's, you know, he's thrown down. It's a bit different, right? I think Frederick, obviously, in the Bruins, they took exception to that, and they couldn't do much about it in the playoffs because you don't want to get too penalized and lose a series. So they're hoping to get a crack at it with a fresh slate of a season. And Kachuk would be like, okay, fine, the stakes aren't so high. I'll go with you in the regular season. And that hasn't been the case yet. All right. So also, he's clearly pissed off about that.
It's also okay to let friends go out of your life. You know, like it's okay. Like he got tricked and he got beat. Talking about Frederick, like it's okay. If you sometimes you got to cut people out of your life.
You do.
Whose side is Jason Tatum going to pick?
Ooh, it's going to be Trent. It was Boston.
Kachuk.
But yeah. Kachuk. They're the ones that are actually.
It's not even a question.
No, I mean, they were in class together when they were in like fourth grade or whatever that picture's from. Or sixth grade, whatever. It's like middle school.
They brought their respective trophies to St. Louis together this summer.
Yeah, they're actually friends. I don't know if Tatum even really knows Frederick too much, but
I'm not sure if it was championship bonds back in the 2000s with the four major sports teams in town. But I feel like when you had Chara and Bergeron and Ortiz and Brady and Pierce, like I feel like not only their head coaches, but the major sports teams in Boston, I feel like had more of a connection with each other than they do now. I don't really know if there's much mutual friendships. I just don't think they run in the same circles anymore. There used to be that bond of that fraternity. I don't see it anymore necessarily in Boston.
Well, no one stays on the Red Sox or Patriots more than like 3 years at this point.
True.
So
that's
they just
true.
They just keep turning over their rosters and rebuilding every couple of years.
Well, but the funny thing is like the old school Red Sox guys are still in on like the other sports. Jason Varitek was at the game today, and we saw David Ortiz talking to Zadorov and making friends with the new Bruins and wanted to come support them. But yeah, you're right. Like I can't see Tristan Cassis and Jaren Duran coming to a hockey game. I don't know. Sometimes in the playoffs, they'll like some Celtics guys will show up and
Tristan Cassis tries to just lay out on the ice bare.
It doesn't work.
No shirt
same.
On. And he's like,
yeah.
Guys,
frostbite.
I want to get your takes on two things quickly before we go. Very quick synopsis on Jeremy Swayman so far. This is his training camp still, right? Getting the kinks out because he was good against LA. Mets, not really great against Florida tonight. How do you guys feel about him so far? Montreal, obviously, you know, it was a high scoring game. You know, a couple bad goals there, but nothing crazy. But I just feel like he hasn't had a game action until Montreal. Now he's got three games. Feel like that he should be good to go now at this point.
Yeah, I don't know that it's given up like any truly soft goals, but LA, he was really good. The other two games, Montreal and Florida, I just think he's been fine. I did think the fourth Florida goal today. That was after the coil turnover, and then Laurie gets caught in a change. Thought you needed a save there. Lundell comes down, shoots from like a little inside the dot, and not a snipe at all. Like beat Swayman just over the right pad, kind of between the pad and his arm. That was a stoppable shot, and that was kind of. I know the Bruins did respond, like. A little over a minute later to get it back to 4-3. And you still had, you know, whatever, 5.5 minutes left in the game at that point. But that really felt like a backbreaker. Like Bruins are, you know, trying to make a push to tie the game. And that, I don't know. Like, again, it's not a truly soft goal, but I think you need a save there.
It's a game winner, right? That's, yeah, so. Yeah, and I feel like we're still waiting to see that flashy big save. We haven't seen one yet this season. I don't think like the big show-stopping save. But I mean, sometimes those opportunities don't present themselves every game. So still better than if we had to watch four games of Korpisalo straight.
Oh, no doubt about that. And the last thing I wanted to get you guys' opinion on through the first week of the season, and it is the combination of the coaching and the players, the leadership on this team. Jim Montgomery is in the final year of his contract as it stands right now. No extension, though it was discussed in the preseason that they were working on one. It's interesting because obviously the Bruins have had very successful regular seasons under Montgomery, and I thought he did a pretty good job last season in the playoffs as well. You see a guy like Paul Maurice, the players galvanized behind him in Florida. That's a bit of a gamble. Not all players respond well to the hard-ass type coach that I think is also a player's coach too. But the reason I bring up the coaching, and I'm going to say coaching in general, not just Jim Montgomery, and I'm also including the leadership core in here. So that's why I said the combination of the leaders and the coaching. It seems like there has been a bit of a trend going back to last year where they're not always starting on time, and you hear that everybody's saying the right things before the game and post game, but when the puck drops, they're not always on their toes. And I'm wondering if you guys have any thoughts or opinions on that at this moment in time, slash if it is a trend as the season goes on here, when it may become eyebrow raising for you guys. Obviously, right now they're 2-2. Like, we all expect the Bruins to make the playoffs. It's not going to be anything where they're out of the playoffs, we don't think, and need a coaching change. But have you noticed anything with that trend at all in the last, call it, 6 months or so?
So I thought opening night looked a lot like just a carryover from the playoffs, where for whatever they just start a game or a period and cannot get a shot off on Florida. You know, I thought their start Monday was actually pretty good right up until that Greer hit, until they just, again, like, I think they just totally changed their mindset and dragged them back into what Florida wants the game to be, which is Bruins running around looking for revenge, taking penalties. You know, so it is definitely something to keep an eye on, because it has been a trend in the past. I'm not quite there for this season yet, but something to monitor for sure. You know, you bring up coaching, like, one thing I've been thinking about is, so they actually have a defense coach this year in Jay Leach. Last year, Joe Sacco coached ran the defense for the first time ever. He had never been a defensive coach. He's not a defensive coach by nature. Jay Leach has coached defense in the past. He coached defense in Seattle. And obviously the Bruins defense is not off to a very good start. So, you know, I think there are some changes system-wise that they're getting used to, but some of it is also just like battling and just getting position at the front of the net. So I'm not panicking there either, but definitely something to watch. Like, they should not give up as many high danger chances as they did last year. Like, they have an actual defense coach, which I thought was going to be a big help. I still think it might be, but it hasn't been so far.
Yeah, there's still time, obviously, for that. And in terms of the slow starts, I thought that every single – all four of the Bruins lines on Monday, in the first 5 minutes, all had a good shift. I think they didn't have a slow start Monday, but that doesn't mean that's not something that still creeps in some of the other games. And like you mentioned, the first game of the season, yes, for sure. And it's something to keep an eye on, but I don't think I noticed it the fourth game of the season at all, really. I thought they came out really strong. And like Scott said, they went away from that when everything started to get physical and very angry, which is not surprising. It was very par for the course for the last, you know, now this is going into the third season of this just being what Bruins Panthers is. And they have to change the narrative at some point, because they've lost the other times they've played like this against them.
Yeah. It's funny, because when the Bruins play Florida, and that's the key distinction here, it's something about the matchup where the Bruins look less hard to play against, like whether it's mucking in the corners or back checking or just playing fast team speed. It looks like the Panthers are just playing a harder style of play all around the ice, more decisive. And then the Bruins get on the wrong side of a couple of calls and their temperament goes to hell. They get whiny. They get reactionary. They get petty. They start, and it's just not good. And that's why I want to include the players here. Cause it's that's not Jim Montgomery can say whatever he wants. He probably is saying the right things, but it's on the players to, you know, it's something about Florida. And until the Bruins can prove otherwise, the Panthers are Boston's kryptonite for sure. And it just seems they seem far away still. I know that it was a hard fought 6-game series last year. This is the first week of the season. It's not really a fair time to compare teams at all. But yeah, between the ears, it's just Boston has a long way to go to show they can beat this team when it matters most.
Which is why I think 3 months off, three mm-hmm. months of not playing them, I think is going to be a good thing, because I do feel like there's a chance that it's like literally just this team. Like, we might go 3 months without the Bruins getting thrown off their game mentally like this. Like,
they might not lose.
Right.
They might not lose.
They'll be 30-2 going into their rematch.
I mean, every team's different. Every season's different. Lest we forget, the Paul Maurice's first year as head coach for the Panthers, he had a meltdown on the Panthers bench in Ottawa, and the team was out of the playoff picture. And they turned it around and they honestly haven't looked back. Now Montgomery's in his third season as a Bruins head coach, so it's a little bit different, but yeah, the Bruins are going to be a good team this year. They're going to get the kinks out that they've been rusty at so far. But I think it's a good thing to play the Panthers twice this early on. I think it's just a reminder of where they need to get to. And, it's a bit of a wake up call for them. So here we go, you know,
but by the way, this road trip coming up is not going to be an easy one. Colorado's off to a bad start. We didn't really have time to look at some of the weird starts like I had mentioned, but Colorado's another one along with Edmonton where you're like, everyone thinks that's, you know, a cup contender, and they've through two games, they've been awful. I don't know if they're playing the third tonight or not, but as we record on Monday, but like they're going to be hungry. Like they need to get going. So that's how you start the road trip. Then you go to Utah, who's off to a red hot start. Like they've been really good, exceeding expectations so far. And then Nashville, another team off to a bad start that everyone thinks is going to be really good. So, you know, I think you're going to get some pretty hungry teams and some pretty good competition on this road trip.
Do you guys think, again, because we're talking about the first week of the NHL season, and it's not an indicative sign. Do you guys think the LA Kings, historically stingy defensive team, are having an 8-7 game against the Ottawa Senators in March? I don't think so. So any criticism we have of the games we've watched so far with the Bruins, it's simply because we can only talk about what's in front of us. It's not, you know, it's short-sighted because it has to be. We record three times a week, but it's a crazy time of year. We only got four games
to go off of.
Yeah, it's a crazy time of year for everybody. Yeah. It's chaos. It's organized chaos.
It's chaos for me already.
Yeah,
I swear I don't even know what day it is most of the time since hockey season started.
Right.
By the way, Ottawa down to their third goalie for that game because Allmark was banged up. He didn't play. Anton Forsberg got injured during the game. So Matt Sogard in. I was looking at Colorado because like I knew they could give up a ton of goals. They lost 8-4 to Vegas and then 6-4 to Columbus.
Yeah, not great. Not great. Okay, what do we have coming up for the Bruins schedule, guys, before we sign off here? We have Colorado, as you mentioned, so they go out west. Okay. So they have Colorado. Are they playing Vegas?
Nope. Utah and Nashville.
Okay. All right. That'll be a good test. As you said, Utah's playing well. Nashville, slow start, but good roster. And Colorado, slow start, good roster. So Thank you all for listening, and we will talk to you on Wednesday.